AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Good morning. Well, wedding cards inspire Prime Minister. More on that later. Humans have a knack for debating serious topics, but the hottest topic on the internet being, what is the right way to draw the letter X? Even though what needs to be debated and actioned is ringing like your morning alarm, which you keep snoozing again and again. It is 22nd January 2019 and the Garden of Eden is no more, says Sir David Attenborough at the World Economic Forum. Quote, the Holocene has ended. The Garden of Eden is no more. We have changed the world so much that scientists say we are in a new geological age, the Anthropocene, the age of humans, unquote. In a stark warning to the world leaders and business chiefs flocking to the World Economic Forum this week, Attenborough warned that the only conditions that humans have known are changing fast. We need to move beyond guilt or blame and get on with the practical tasks at hand. This is what Sir David Attenborough said. And while we are on guilt and blame, in a few days' time, India will celebrate its Republic Day, a day when we should live a life devoid of fear, and at least the promise of living a life devoid of fear. But certain sections of society, a certain minority, if you will, has issued warning to its students to be more careful. No guesses for which minority are we talking about. The Darul Uloom Deoband Seminary has appealed to its students to avoid traveling on Republic Day if possible, citing the possibility of security checks creating situations that lead to a sense of fear and insecurity. According to the Telegraph, the Urdu advisory adds that if travel is unavoidable, the students should display restraint, steer clear of any kind of argument, and return to the seminary immediately after completing the business. Darul Uloom students have been harassed by police and attacked by mobs in the past, particularly on Republic Day and Independence Day, several past and present members of the seminary said. Mufti Asad Kasmi, a local cleric and former member of the seminary, said the police had detained Darul Uloom students 2 years ago on Republic Day and told the media they were terrorists. Although they were released the next day, the media didn't clarify they had aired incorrect information. Darul Uloom doesn't want it to recur. He said seminary students had been attacked on trains or railway stations platforms last year in Saharanpur and Baghpat, and also on Republic Day 2017 in Saharanpur, but the accused weren't identified in any of these three instances. While we are on warnings, Vivek Doval, son of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, filed a criminal defamation complaint yesterday against news magazine Caravan for allegedly publishing a defamatory article. Besides the magazine and the author of the article Kaushal Shroff, Vivek has also filed the complaint against Congress leader Jairam Ramesh for holding a press conference on the 17th of January, reiterating the baseless and unfounded facts as narrated in the article. The article claimed that Vivek was running a hedge fund whose promoters have dubious antecedents. He claimed that the magazine was deliberately maligning and defaming him to settle scores with his father. The Caravan had in its January 16 online journal titled The D Companies had said that Vivek runs a hedge fund in the Cayman Islands, which is an established tax haven, and was registered merely 13 days after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government demonetized all existing Rs 500 and Rs 1000 currency notes. Vivek has alleged that the contents of the article present no illegality on his part, but the entire narration has been presented in a manner which suggests wrongdoings to the readers. While we are on wrongdoings, Anna Hazare is back in news, and this time he's carrying with him Rafael papers, tom-tomming about Lokpal's absence. The Rafael scam would not have happened if the Lokpal was in place, social activist Anna Hazare said yesterday, and announced an indefinite hunger strike starting on the 30th of January over his unmet demand for farmers and implementation of the anti-corruption law. The anti-corruption activists criticized the centre for not implementing the Lokpal and Lokayukt Act 2013, despite an order of the Supreme Court saying he felt the country was in danger of slipping towards autocracy. While we are on an autocracy and Rafael, if you had any doubts about the Prime Minister not taking the Rafael issue seriously, well then let put your doubts to rest. The Gujarat couple who designed a Rafael-themed wedding invitation has earned praise from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The wedding invitation card has a footer saying the only gift they expect for the wedding are the guests' vote for the BJP in the upcoming elections and a monetary contribution for the saffron cause on the party app. In a letter sent to the Surat-based couple Yuvraj Pokharna and bride-to-be Sakshi Agarwal, Prime Minister Modi described the content of the card as ingenious and asserted that it had inspired him to work even harder for the country. At least now we know that the Prime Minister takes wedding invites very seriously, from former Pakistan Prime Minister's family members to Priyanka Chopra, Virat Kohli et al. And with that, we move to our international news section, where a Taliban attack in central Afghanistan yesterday killed scores of security personnel, with some estimates putting the death toll at more than 100 amid government silence about one of the most deadly insurgent attacks in months. Meanwhile, China says the scientist who claims to have created the world's first genetically edited babies last year acted illegally and in pursuit of fame and fortune. Meanwhile, a second woman fell pregnant during the experiment to create the world's first genetically edited babies. Chinese authorities have confirmed as the researcher behind the claim faces a police investigation. Before we leave you for the day, be correct, be right, and don't be as stupid as the brand Avon. Even as controversy over the latest Gillette ad attacking toxic masculinity refused to die down, another questionable advert, this time by women's beauty brand Avon, has ruffled feathers for body shaming. The ad was released last week and intended to promote Naked Proof, a cellulite reducing cream, and it ran thus: dimples are cute on your face, not on your thigh. Well, that is what I have for you for today. We will be back tomorrow with war warnings from the CPM's wedding invites, Republic of Terror, and brands trying to be cheap. You go be healthy and productive. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.